Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Saturday, May 14th, 2022. Time now is 4:38 a.m. Ah, man, your boy's in a beautiful city of New Orleans enjoying this beautiful weather right now. It's like about 73 degrees, man. Feel real nice out, you know. You know me, I love the hot weather, and I love, like, a little cold. So, you know me, I'm pretty much adapt and overcome type guy, man. You know, it's just how my life is, you know. I try not to stress too much, but can't lie, lately, man, it's been a lot of stress on the plate. But, you know, I'm about to jump right into it. Ah! Man, first off, I'm just gonna ask y'all, please forgive me for not knocking out a podcast in a second. I've been on this trucking journey, trying to get this trucking business up and running. J&K McGee Tom Street Trucking LLC. You know, man, let's see, what can I begin, man? Let's see. Let this window up right quick. All right, let's see. Where can I begin? Where am I gonna begin? All right, cool. Y'all should know about the trucking business that I was starting. It started, you know, I'm running loads. I have my own authority, my own boss. What else? You know, man, now that I'm just gonna be honest with you, the hardest part about it all is just the insurance. Insurance take the biggest part of my pay is my insurance, right? They take the biggest chunk out. But other than that, man, everything has been going good. You know, even, you know, I got a high maintenance bill because I got a 2013 truck, and you know, it needed a little work done to it, so. Right now it's running good. Everything is running good. I'm gonna knock on this plastic, knock on my head for some bone wood, but everything is good, man. I can't complain. You know, today I took the truck out, had to make a run up to Denham Springs, drop off some concrete at a Home Depot out there. And the good thing about it is I get to bring my oldest daughter. She rolled with me today. So I get to spend time with the family in the truck and do what I love to do, right? And it was just a beautiful moment we had. You know, we out there. You know, she got a little snack. She got her phone. She's just doing her thing, right? And I'm just driving, and it's like, man, this is the life for me, right? It's peaceful. I don't have the stress of the radio going off or somebody needing something from me, calling me to come to court, calling me to come to this meeting. It's just beautiful. It's a stress-free life for me, right? And it was just beautiful, man. I hated to get out of that truck today, but I had to come to work. So right now I'm doing both. And I know it's going to come a time when I'm going to get to this crossroad, right? And that's what I'm trying to get to, this crossroad. And I'm going to have to make a decision. I already know what decision I'm going to make, but I'm just trying to get to that crossroad so I can make that decision. And, you know, man, You know, I just feel good, man. Like, I haven't really been, like, actually happy in a long time. Like, just happy. Like, a feeling of happiness, a feeling of accomplishment. And starting a business, a productive business, I know it takes time. And I got to get a business time too, right? And I also have an obligation to my job, right? So, but at the end of the day, how I see life, right? We only get one. We can build for somebody else, or you can build for yourself. And within law enforcement, you got some people that's ambitious. They're very ambitious, right? They want to move up. They want to move up to, you know, to chief one day. Me, I never wanted to be the chief of police. I wanted to be a patrolman. Then I wanted to be a detective. That's it. Right? I don't want to be a sergeant. I don't want to be over people. And I'm comfortable where I'm at. You know, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I love doing what I do. Right? And just imagine you structure your business how you want to see your business, right? I can't go to the department and tell them my rules and regulations on what I want. It's their department, right? Now, and my business, I run it how I want. I'm the boss, I'm the CEO. However, you know, if shit goes south, it's all on me, right? I take the blame for it. You know, I can't point a finger and, you know, for me, shit roll uphill, shit roll downhill, right? And it all comes to me. I get to smell like the shit. And I'm cool with that, right? You know, like when I drive, man, I take my time. I don't rush. If I'm not going to make a time, I hit the broke up. Look, this is what's happening. Because a lot of times, and what I'm learning, so I don't know if y'all may not know. So how this works is, for me, I'm an owner operator, right? I got a truck, trailer. In trucking term, I got a tractor and a trailer. So I got a 48-foot flatbed trailer. So what happens is, I go on a load board and see a load, right? And me, I run Louisiana in Mississippi, and I might start touching Texas a little bit, right? So what happens is, wherever I gotta pick up from, go pick up that load. Now, when you get to pick up these loads, you may have several trucks in front of you getting loaded. And then if you go into a company where they gotta take care of their drivers, then owner operators, you know, it get hectic. And then you got to realize also is a workers shortage now. So you don't have as many workers coming to work, you know. So everything is backed up. And pretty much when I make contact with the broker, hey, look, this is what happened. I won't be able to drop it off today. I'll drop it off tomorrow. You know, I make sure I make it there tomorrow. And so far, man, they've been pretty understand. Okay, cool. You good. So what I do is, if I go pick it up, if it's something that I think somebody might try to steal or want to steal, I just tarp it. Put a tarp on it. Bungee cord it down. Good. And that's that. So, and then after that, after you make your drop, you send over your paperwork to the broker. And they take, if you want to get paid quick, they take like, I think 7%, 5% out of what they was going to pay you, and they'll pay you in like a day or two. And so far, I've been getting paid on time, man. And also, like, I'm big on maintenance, right? So if something happened on my truck, if I see a leak or anything, I'm taking it to the shop, like, ASAP. If it's something that I need, it's going to the shop, you know. And I be out on the, you know, on the road, and I see some guys. I guess I just be like, I know y'all motherfuckers know something wrong with this fucking truck. Go fix it. But some people don't, they don't take pride in the equipment. The equipment is a moneymaker for them. And me, it's also, my equipment is a moneymaker for me. But I have to make sure I'm not going to be stuck on the side of the road. You know, I'm going to do everything to prevent that, right? Everything, you know. And I know my mechanic, he probably loves to see me coming, because he know, all right, Johnny, I'm going to pay on time. I'm not asking for no discounts. The only discount that I get is, hey, bro, I go get the parts. And that way we can knock off the delivery fees or whatnot. If it's something that I can carry, look, I go get it. And he'd be pretty cool with that. It's just like, I gotta go tomorrow to get finished getting some lights installed on my trailer. And man, I ain't gonna lie, I've been playing it over and over in my head, like, man, I ain't going. But the reason that I'm going, cause I need it done. And I'm not gonna procrastinate with it. If I ever get pulled over, I pray that it go as smooth as possible. I don't get any citations, there's nothing. You know, it's just be like, hey, man, you pass or whatever. Look, and we good. Like, I went and, you know, I got my tractor inspected. Got my trailer inspected. So, I'm good. You know, all my inspections done. So, you know, I feel accomplished, man. And I'm quite sure some other stuff that I'm missing. But, you know, it's going to come to me. And I try to pay everything on time, man. Like, this month was a hard month for me. And I don't mind telling nobody it was a hard month, because, you know, my truck was in the shop. I lost some work because I had to do in service, and that's like a week long. You know, we go to the academy and get refresher courses and some other stuff. And believe me, you know, I missed a week of making money. And I'm good with that, you know. Like I said, the buck stops with me. I can't fault nobody but me. You know, if I'm trying to do both, this is what come with it, you know. So, that happened. So, but I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes the only thing you need is just, not a handout, but a hand up, you know. Just to pick you up a little bit. And never bite the hand that feeds you, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you just don't. You know, you never know when you have to go cross over that bridge again. It takes money to make money. That's one thing that I believe. Firm believer in that. It takes money to make money. Every time I go to one of these businesses, I'm respectful. You know, because I may have to come back again. And like a lot of time, you know, these guys overwork. Like at the Home Depot today, the guy back there said, man, I only got 3 people working. They had trucks they had to unload. And a lot of these places, you know, they all different. It's like no structure. So, you know, like I made it to a Lowe's once, and they had the shipping paperwork said, you know, if you get here before 5, they'll unload you the same day. So I made it at like 5:08. Because of Baton Rouge traffic. I was going to Lafayette. So Baton Rouge traffic, like, sucked. I didn't get loaded till late. It was just a bunch of hiccups, right? So I made it at like 5:08. And it was like, oh, man, we can't take it. You know, we have nobody to operate the forklift. All right, cool, no problem. And I was like, man, it's cool if I park in the parking lot. Yeah, you can just sleep in the parking lot in the morning. Just make sure you're around back by the chute. And we'll get you in first and get you out. All right, cool. Thank you. And what happened was, this is, and it was true. Next morning, got up, made it around to the back, soon as they came in, they got me in and out, right? And my ELD wasn't working properly because it started raining that night. So I moved the truck under like a canopy at Lowe's, you know, like where they load the lumber at by the contractor side. Almost all Lowe's have it. So went there, pulled the truck under there to keep the cement from getting wet or whatnot. Next morning, woke up, did my thing, bam. But when I moved the truck, it showed that I was driving, not in my sleeper. Because you got to, like, once your drive time is over, you got to stay down for 10 hours. 10 hours, uninterrupted driving, nothing, for 10 hours, right? So you just sitting for 10 hours. Bam. It said that I had to sit there for another 10 hours because I moved the truck. So I had to go into my I had to go into my system and give myself access to personal convenience time. Meaning that if I'm about to move the truck, I just put it in a personal convenience and it don't track the miles that I drive. And say, for instance, you like if you're bringing the truck to the shop, or if it's like a Saturday or something, you cleaning your truck and, you know, you just don't want to show no drive time, bam, you good. So that's what happened. Major hiccup. And, you know, I went on a, because I know I went to sleep, you know. I know I wasn't driving the truck, but if the ELD picks up that you moved the truck, it resets you. Keep resetting your time. Keep resetting your time. So I just went on a paper log for that day to get back, because I had to get back home. Lesson learned. Now I know, you know, like I said, out here, you learn certain stuff. And it's all, every day I'm learning something. Because, like, I had no, like, when you go to one of these truck driving schools, you ride with a trainer for so long or whatnot. I have no trainer. Me, I'm my own trainer. Everything that I'm doing is from military experience, and from when I went to school. That's it, you know. And my instructor taught me how to back up, taught me how to move forward, taught me how to drive in the day on the interstate, taught me all these things. And now I just have to, when I'm in a truck, I just revert back to what he told me. And that's it, you know, like getting the tractor back under the trailer. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, it seemed confusing. Even when we was in class learning it, it seemed confusing because, say, for instance, if you, I'm not even just going to it. Because if you're not in the truck, you ain't gonna know. But, you know, it may seem confusing, some of the maneuvers that you have to do, but you just have to remember them and, you know, knock on something wood. I've been pretty blessed and pretty fortunate to be able to make every maneuver I needed to make safely without causing any damage to anything. And believe me, I've been making some maneuvers out there. Man, I've been making some maneuvers. Good thing is I got a 48-foot trailer, right? Maybe if I had 53, you know, them inches make a difference, I guess. But, man, this was like exciting. It's real exciting. Learning new stuff, peaceful. To me, it's less stress. Some people may say it's stressful for them, but for me, it's less. But that's it. You know, that's what I've been doing. That's why I haven't been knocking out the podcast. I got a lot on my plate right now, man. Trying to get the YouTube thing up. Facebook came at me for my reels. They gave me like 4 cents for my reel plays, and I was like, oh shit, I finally get something from Facebook. But and that's it. That's why you may see more reels popping up from me. Also, what else? The other one is TikTok, Instagram reels. You know my reels. I do the reel thing. So, you know, like I say, man, I'm just glad, man, to be alive, man, and finally something that I really wanted to do, I'm getting to do in life, you know. This is probably one of the last things I wanted to do in life. So, like, if something was to happen to me and I leave this world today or tomorrow, just know I accomplished every goal I had. You know what I'm saying? Every goal I had, every goal, everything I said I wanted to do in life, you know, I have done it, man. And this was one of the last ones to drive a truck over the road, on the road. So, hey, my faith, man, is I ain't gonna lie, it get tested sometimes. Hey, hold on. And I just gotta tell y'all this story, right? Gotta tell y'all this story and I'm gonna let y'all go. So my insurance is like $2,369, $2,340. I think it's $2,369, $369.03, right? A month. That's how much I gotta pay insurance. It's a lot of money, right? So I had the money in my account, but I was a little short. And you know, like, cause I got like a couple of things come out automatic. I hate automatic drive, right? I like to just go ahead and pay when I have the money and knock the shit out. That's what I like. But my insurance is automatic draft to give me a discount. So bam. Set all that up. Discount. Blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. That was me yawning. Gotta realize, guys, it's guys and girls out there. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. So I go ahead. They had some stuff come out, so I was a little short. So I'm stressing, right? Because I done missed the bank. I done missed my credit union. I can't make it to the credit union to put money in. I'm looking for, see if I can go to one of the credit unions in Slidell to put the money in. Going to ATM machines, you know, fuck, I can just slide them. No, nothing. I'm fucked, right? So I'm like, man, ain't this a bitch? And I'm stressing, right? I'm stressing. My faith is like on E. I'm like, man, fuck. I said, what the fuck am I gonna do? Because my insurance, I just gotta be due tomorrow. It's coming out. I don't need this, you know, the bam. I don't need this. So I'm just stressing, right? So all options are off the table. I have nothing left to do, right? So I said, man, let me just call them and see if they can just hold it for a little bit so I can get the money to the bank tomorrow. No word a lie. Get on the phone with a live person. I was like, hey, I said, yeah, I see you calling Virginia Kid McGee, X Street Trucking LLC. Yes, ma'am. Look, I have the money to go with the insurance, but it's a little short. I was just trying to find an ATM machine to put the money in so that way when y'all take it out, you know, it all be there. I'm talking about not even a minute. Listen, no problem. We'll set the date for the 15th. Anything else I can help you with? I'm like, what? That's it. I said, ma'am, thank you. Thank you very much. Right? And as I'm, you know, finishing, I'm looking up. I see the sun just shining on my face, right? Right then and there, I've submitted. I said, you know what, God? Look, I'm done. You win. And I say that to say, when you pray for something or you ask for something, you have to be specific. You have to be very specific in what you ask for, right? You have to be. Right? Because if not, the universe is going to give it to you. But when they give it to you, you wasn't specific on how you wanted it. You're going to get it. Now I gave it to you. I'm not going to take it away unless you lose it. Right? And I'm just looking at the sun. I submitted. I said, you know what? You done brought me this far. I was Peter, right? I seen Yahshua on the water. Can I come? Come on, my son. Me, I get out there on that water. I say, I'm walking on water. I'm good. And then next thing you know, I realize I'm not supposed to be able to walk on water. And I fucking started to drown. Right then and there, made the phone call. The phone call lifted me up. I look at the sun. The sun is shining right in my face. You had to be there to just feel the vibe I had, the mentality I was thinking, the energy I was having. And it was like, wow. And it's like, man, so my fate, you know, my faith separates me from a lot of people. And people may think that I'm acting funny or whatnot. It's not that I'm acting funny. I'm just different. You know, I'm just different now. I'm not the same, you know. I'm not the same. If you going the way I'm going, we going. But if you're not, I'm going this way, you going that way. It's just that simple in life. You know, I have like a lot of people that take, you know, my energy and don't give nothing back, right? And when I mean energy, I mean physical energy, mental energy, everything. They just take, never give, you know? So I try to cut those people off, and I do pretty good at it. But you know, I'm just back. I feel good, man. Like today, well, yesterday was actually a beautiful day for me, man. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. Like I said, I'm not gonna hold y'all up, man. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Once again, I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to make more of the podcast. Try to knock them out regularly. And I wish I could just get back into the area that I set up in my garage, where I had to, you know, I can do my YouTube and the podcast at the same time and not both of them out. But I really been in like my computer room lately, doing my YouTube. So I probably will set up another phone or something and just do the podcast too from there in the computer area, computer room area. But man, thank y'all, man. You know, hopefully one day, you know, this will be a big booming podcast. But believe me, if I get one person to listen, I'm good. You know, I'm great. Thank you to that one person. Thank you to the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, however many people you reach. Thank y'all for just listening. And anything I can do, just let me know. So, you know, good thing is I had to get these cards, right? I had to get my business cards. And I got everything on my business cards, so I can just read it off to y'all. All right. So just imagine J&K McGee Times 3 Trucking LLC is veteran owned and operated, right? I'm Johnny T. McGee, the owner and operator of it. I got my phone number on there, email address, got my address, got my YouTube channel on there, Johnny J. Mac McGee. My Instagram is J. A-N-D-K McGee X3 Trucking LLC. And then my Facebook is Johnny T. McGee at Facebook. So y'all go follow those and hit me up. Let me know you listen to the podcast. And I'll try to knock out some more of these things. I love y'all. You remember, like I say, man, be good to your neighbors. You speak, you do your part, and I'm telling you, and chase that positive energy, your life will be much better. I love y'all. Hopefully y'all loving yourselves. Hopefully y'all spreading love in the universe, and everything gonna be good. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. 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 What's up out there, y'all? Hey, this is your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again. Hey, man, y'all go over there to 3CCG Party Rentals. Go over there to their Facebook page for all your party characters and everything. Your Mickey Mouse, your Chase, your Coco Melon. Go get them guys a shout if you have time for your party rental needs. Make your kids happy. And once again, thank y'all for checking out the Johnny Mac Hurt Village Report.